Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Thank you for joining us again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. The last 2 weeks I have read the chosen psalm and related each one to one of the Ten Commandments. The first commandment, Thou shalt have no other gods before me, with Psalm 2, and the second commandment, Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, with Psalm 6. Today I'd like to read the psalm with the third commandment, Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words, whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and, like a strong man, runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. God's creation is such a beautiful thing, isn't it? And we see it every day. When my alarm clock goes off in the morning, it is still dark outside, and it's tempting to stay in bed, which I often do, and let the alarm clock sound again in 10 minutes. By waiting those few minutes, I can see the sunshine beginning to filter into the room, and the full sun begin its rise above the mountains and rooftops to spread warmth across the land. The dew that formed on the grass overnight slowly disappears into the earth, providing nourishment to the plants, flowers, and trees. Rabbits start their day of scampering about, and the early birds have awakened, adding their song to the morning, growing stronger with each passing moment, becoming especially noisy when they congregate inside a scrubby little tree in our front yard. It's perfect. It is God's immediate show of majesty and love. And it is everywhere, over the entire world and universe. The psalmist in verse 6 proclaims, Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord, too, is perfect. We would be perfect if we could keep that law, but we cannot, not on our own, that is. We even sin without knowing it. We break the law of the first commandment when we let money and material goods become more important than serving a neighbor in need. We break the law of the second commandment when we fret and worry and curse God instead of calling on his name for guidance, for mercy, and for help. We break the third commandment when we let our schedules be so busy that we skip church and ignore the preaching of God's word. Thanks be to God that he has given us our faith, a faith which leads us to words of repentance and forgiveness. God knows, and believers, when we humble ourselves, also realize that having been born in original sin, we do not possess his knowledge or power to free ourselves of our sinful, dirty hearts without the grace of God. Like the psalmist in verse 12, we must say, Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from hidden faults. With the preaching of God's holy word, confession and absolution, which is the forgiveness of sins known and unknown, is a blessing we embrace when we attend worship services on Sunday morning. In ancient times, remembering the Sabbath was a command by God for believers to keep Saturday, the seventh day, holy by hearing the Old Testament preached. The Israelites were a people set apart, sanctified by God for his purpose, from whom would come the Savior of the world, Christ Jesus. Those believers were looking ahead toward that day when God would send his Son. Now that we are believers who have come after the birth, death, and resurrection of Christ our Savior, we have chosen Sunday, the first day of the week, the day that Christ rose from the grave, having conquered once and for all sin, death, and the power of Satan, as the day that we celebrate Christ's saving work for us on the cross by gathering together in worship. It is in worship, our Sabbath, day of rest, where we rejoice in what God has done for us and receive his blessings through the reading of his word from the Bible. Our only hope is in the power of the Holy Spirit, God's word, who can work in us true salvation. Jesus tells us in John chapter 16, verse 13, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come." In worship, we receive the blessing of prayer, as Jesus tells us in John 14, verse 13, "Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." And in worship, we receive the blessing of Holy Communion and hear the precious words of Jesus from our pastor say, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." This 19th psalm is an encouraging psalm, giving us God's promise that his law, the holy gospel of life and salvation for all, will spread to all the ends of the earth, a promise fulfilled through the life of our Savior Jesus Christ and the continuing presence and work of the Holy Spirit. Verses 8 and 9 of the psalm boldly proclaim, "The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." Perhaps life is difficult for you right now, and your heart is heavy. Know that God, his word, his love, his joy is with you. His creation is all around you, and his heavens declare his glory. When you rise in the morning, take a moment to enjoy the sunshine, or the rain, or the snow, and all of nature around you. At night, stand and look up in wonder at all the shining stars God has placed in the sky. His creation is perfect, and we are made perfect in him who created us through Christ's triumphant and eternal life. We pray, Lord Jesus, you are the Son of Righteousness with healing in your wings. Rekindle our hearts and mold our will to walk in faith, love, and hope as it pleases you. Let the light of your gospel shine on the nations that sit in darkness, and preserve your church to the day of your coming. We pray that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and Redeemer. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.